All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Before we get to the news with Robin, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you saw this, but a big night for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She beat Obama in New Hampshire, and I think they go to South Carolina now. Is that right?
That's right. So Barack Obama won the first contest in Iowa. Hillary has won the second contest, and...
And John McCain's back.
Yeah, look at John McCain. You know, that guy is not a young man. And if elected president, he would be the oldest man elected for a first term in American history.
Is that right?
And he looks really good. I mean, for a while he was looking kind of monster-like with that big scar he had.
Yeah, that cancer he had going.
Right.
But he is also a prisoner of war.
I know. And so that's what, you know, he deserves a... He deserves all of our respect and gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
He's taken some years off your life. Yeah, but with him, it seems to not have really taken many years off his life. Can you imagine how grueling it would be to sit in an airplane every day and bounce around from state to state and give the speeches and do all those rallies? I mean, I could do maybe two of them and then,
Falling sick?
Yeah, then be out. I would call them in New Hampshire. I would just call in sick to the state of New Hampshire. I would say, I'd really like to be president. Seriously, I really would be. And I got some great agenda stuff on my website.
But you're not going to believe this. One of my dogs.
But I have, the dog is disoriented, and I have to get to the animal hospital. So I'll see you all in South Carolina.
All right, gang, it's 9 o'clock, and if you're familiar with this program, that means it's the news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
Could I get some snow? All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Oh, so many things. First, a man who overdosed on crystal meth has successfully sued the drug dealer who sold him the bad meth.
Whoa.
Yes, this is an unprecedented case in this country, and we have exclusive audio from this trial. M420.
M420. All right. Guy sues his drug dealer, man.
We will now resume the trial of McCurley versus Suttles. The defense will now cross-examine the witness.
Mr. McCurley, how can all your symptoms possibly be traced back to my client, Mr. Suttles?
Well, he really sold me some bad stuff. It made my gums bleed, and because of the bleeding gums, all my teeth fell out. And then it opened up some sores on my face, and I saw a bunch of spiders everywhere, and I overdosed. And I don't want to get too graphic, but it was cut with baby laxatives.
Well, that is beside the point, Mr. Oh, wait. Baby laxatives?
Yes.
Sorry, Suttles, there's no way you're getting out of this one. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Jeff, that is a crack attorney right there.
Yeah, great attorney.
I mean, she is really she's a whip.
Oh, man, everybody's suing everybody in this country.
Isn't that kind of like what Carol O'Connor tried to do, what Archie Bunker tried to do when his son... explained it, the death of his son was related to to his drug use.
Yeah, Carol O'Connor sued the drug dealer who sold drugs that killed his son, but it wasn't Archie Bunker that did that. That was an episode of All in the Family.
Oh, that was an episode of All in the
Family. Okay, it was not.
It was not.
Right.
Right.
Right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, as we mentioned last night, a group of notable musicians have banded together to release a pop album that raises awareness about the growing problem of sexually transmitted diseases in our culture. And we have a clip of one such famous singer who lent her talent to the charity album, A61.
A song about STDs?
Yes, raising awareness for STDs in our culture.
All right, very good. Look at that, Robin. Here we go.
I tried to make him wear a condom, but he said no, no, no. It was so bad, no love for this lad. I said no, no, no. He could have the clap or something worse in his lap. I tried to make him wear a condom, but he said no, no, no. I'd rather be alone if you please than with some tropical disease. 'Cause there's nothing, nothing you can tell me to cover up the fact that it burns when he pees.
Oh boy.
Don't tell me this isn't what it seems, because I see you there applying a topical cream. He tried to give me gonorrhea, but I said no, no, no. I was so mad, kicked out of my pad. I said go, go, go.
All right, there she goes. All right. Anything else in the news there?
I think that was Amy Winehouse.
Is that right? Amy Winehouse, right?
That was Amy Winehouse, who rewrote her song for the charity.
Right. Do you know Amy Winehouse,
Robin? We have not been acquainted, but I'm sure she's lovely.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes. Police in Florida claim to have caught the dumbest criminal this year. The year has just started, but it's off to quite a start. The man walked into a station to report that he had been held up at gunpoint by a man who had stolen his mobile phone. But when the detective phoned the number of the reportedly stolen phone, it rang in the person's pocket.
Oh, boy.
Here is security audio of the Florida police station where the cell phone incident occurred. C-23.
All right, C-23. Dumb criminals, man.
Sir, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was just robbed over here in, you know, Miami.
Were you injured at all?
No. I mean, he just took a lot from me. I had about $4,500 on me. He took my watch, and he took my cell phone, too.
Okay, what did the criminal look like?
He was about 5'11", bald, Cuban, white shirt.
All right, one technique we can do in this situation is we can call your cell phone. Now, what's your number?
It's 551-5543.
Sir, that your cell phone's in your pants. That's Planet Unicorn.
Oh, wait, no, these are singing pants. Yeah, I just bought them today.
Ooh, Cadillac and Tom Cruise. Oh, Planet Unicorn, hey.
That's pretty good. You had singing pants on.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a detective, Tim, and I don't think I'm smart enough to solve crimes. But
right.
That would be a real big clue, you'd think, to law enforcement when you called that cell phone number and it rings in the dude's pants.
Oh, yeah. Singing pants, man. All right. Anything else in the news there, Robin?
Yes, finally. Christopher McEwen was arrested in Tyler, Texas on Saturday when police found him cooking the body of 21-year-old girlfriend Jana Shearer. Police say they found a human ear boiling in a pot in the kitchen, and it was later confirmed to be the deranged man's ex-girlfriend. And we have secured some audio exclusively from this incident. E-95.
All right.
Hi, officer. How can I help you today?
Hello, sir. How are you? We're just going door to door, seeing if anyone knows anything about the disappearance of Jana Shearer. You wouldn't happen to know anything about her, would you?
You know, I got something on the stove. You want to come back real quick?
Sure. Sir. Mm. Sir, is that a boiling ear boiling in that pot?
Oh, you've never had ear like this. The earlobe, when it's cooked right, it's so tender and so moist.
Sir, that wouldn't happen to be the ear of missing 21-year-old Jana Shearer, would it?
I don't know about that, but do you have any tarragon? I
gotta
add some spices.
People like you should not be allowed to walk the earth. Get on the floor!
Wait, hold on. I gotta stir this. It's not done yet.
Get on the floor!
It's gonna spoil.
I swear to God, I will shoot if you don't get on the floor in 3 seconds. Three,
hold on. You gotta try this.
Needs more pepper.
I convinced her to try it, man. Look at that.
You know, he was, you know, if we may, just for just a moment, revisit the first 3 seconds of that clip. For a guy who's grilling his girlfriend's ear, he's very calm.
Yes, he is. Boiling it, I think.
I mean, yes, it's a boiling. He answers the door, calm as a cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
Cool as a cucumber.
Hi, officer. How can I help you today?
Hello, sir. How are you? We're just going door to door, seeing if anyone knows anything about the disappearance of Jana Shearer. You wouldn't happen to know anything about her, would you?
You know, I got something on the stove. You want to come back real quick?
Sure.
If you had that much going on in terms of criminal activity, you might not answer the door. You might be thrown by the...
There is a lot of mental illness in this country, man. All right, Robin, anything else in the news there?
No, that's what's happening.
All right, the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right, I was driving around the San Fernando Valley earlier this evening with my lovely daughter, Sophia.
Yeah, you really make your way around the valley. I mean, of all the dudes I know,
out there, yeah.
You like tour the valley.
Well, she loves driving around, and she likes, you know, the stuff I like. You know, going to bars and watching football games. Did you say dump that bitch, Sophia? Oh, baby.
She shouldn't talk that way.
You know? Well, you know what she does is she drives around with me all afternoon. We listen to Tom, and she picks up some Lycus.
I don't want to tell you how to raise your daughter, Tim.
Well, then please don't. Oh. Anyway, so we're driving around the valley, and the sun goes down, you know, in the valley like at 2 p.m. now, very early.
Days are short.
Yeah. And I'm driving around. It's 5:30 at night, and I'm looking around. I'm like, you know, there's a lot of people with Christmas lights still on. When's the date that you finally flip the switch?
I think actually...
isn't it the day after New Year's or New Year's Day?
Well, I don't think it would have to be that soon, but what's today, the 8th? Today's January 8th, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a full week after New Year's. I actually think today might be the day.
Well, I mean, if you look at the calendar here, if you go back to December of 07, Christmas was on a Tuesday. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus 8, 14. Two full weeks have passed since Christmas.
Wow. Where does the time go?
I don't know. But 2 weeks have passed, and there are still people in the valley who still have their Christmas lights on. Now, I understand the vibe of leaving them up and not taking them down yet, because I've done that, and I currently have mine up still, because I was out of town, and then when I got back to town, it was raining.
Right.
And I'm not going to take them down in the rain.
Right.
So I'll probably do it tomorrow sometime. But I understand the vibe of keeping them up and being lazy about not taking them down. I don't understand the thought process behind continuing to illuminate them.
Well, you've been such an advocate over the years. You got me actually to put Christmas decorations up. You always were kind of badgering me about that.
You felt good about it, didn't you?
Yeah, actually I did. It made the holidays more festive, but you know, I remember growing up on Staten Island, there was a guy in our neighborhood who, I mean, like literally Memorial Day weekend, had a plastic Santa Claus on his roof with Rudolph and the red nose up there. You know, because the guy was into total effort. I mean, he probably went up on the roof of his house, you know, half in the bag one day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And just, you know, probably even forgot what everybody else in the neighborhood knew, that this guy had Santa Claus up there and it was 102 degrees with 95% humidity.
Well, one year, I remember the earthquake. Were you out here for 94 for the big quake?
No, I was not.
Okay. It was a devastating day out here. I remember it happened like at 4:30 in the morning. And I was living
out in that valley?
Yeah, Kester and Ventura.
Jesus Christ.
Was this in your higher earning years?
Nah, this is when I was busted up. I think I had $6,000 to my name and no real prospects for a job.
All right. Well, anyway, the address again.
I had the money in cash. The IRS was after me.
I know. Oh, that's right. You kind of rolled under the.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. What's the intersection one more time?
It was Kester, a little bit north of Ventura.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, did you find when you lived there that there were many nights you couldn't do other things because of, you know, associates were throwing, like, you know, wine and cheese parties? And
oh, yeah. I mean, every time, you know, friends would call and say, you want to go out to dinner, I usually said no because I didn't have I didn't have the money to go out to dinner. So I said, nah, or I'd go out and, like, order, like, a salad, you know, and hope that everybody didn't split the bill up evenly.
Can I ask you, and I don't mean to belabor the point, but given the intersection and some of the financial details that you've shared with the audience, mm-hmm. Can I ask those nights at the apartment? A typical meal might be.
I don't know, a lot of macaroni and cheese. You know, the box crap that you know, that's 18 cents. Okay. I was living with my brother at the time, and I remember the earthquake happens. And my brother and I, we jet out of the place. Everything is destroyed. All the dishes, all the, you know, most of the things in the house have fallen off the walls and the shelves. And I get down to the basement, and we had that subterranean parking. And so, and there's literally like pieces of concrete falling onto cars and stuff.
Whoa.
And I said to my brother, I said,
you burped at him?
Yeah. I said, who's going to go in there and get that car, me or you? And he says, I ain't going in. So I said, all right, I'll go in and get it. I ran under an apartment building, like an a-hole.
And not a good idea when
dumbest idea on the planet. And, you know, pieces of concrete are falling down around me on cars. And I go under the parking lot there.
Did you have your hands over your head as if that would shield your skull from falling concrete?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I had that whole vibe working.
Okay.
So I get the car, and I pull it out, and the gate's stuck because it's electric gate, and it was actually bent. And so we had to pry the gate open, and we got the car out of there and went over to my dad's house. So I go over to my dad's house, and my brother, who is barefoot, has pine needles, right, in his foot.
Oh,
my dad takes a look at him. He's like helping him pull these pine needles out. Hmm. And my dad said, "You get that from the, you know, from the trees or in the front of the yard?" And we said, "Nah, we're still had that Christmas tree in the house." And my dad goes,
"Jesus Christ!"
And my dad goes, "It's January 17th, guys." That thing was so effing dry. But I understand the vibe of having Christmas decorations still up, but I don't understand lighting them up. I don't understand
illuminating.
I mean, but I don't understand what the thought process is. I mean, maybe you're still out of town. Does that mean you're still out of town and these lights are on a controlled system?
That could be a timer involved, or there could be actually, Tim.
Does it also scream break into my house because I ain't in town?
Well, actually, it might. It might tip somebody off in a bad way like that, or it could be post-holiday depression. You know, people love the holidays. Some people, they really get into it. And when all of, you know, Santa Claus has come and gone, and, you
right.
know, Dick Clark's not on TV with Ryan Seacrest, and the New Year has been, you know, rung in, they kind of sit around and they get depressed about it. So taking down the tree or taking down the lights is just something that mentally and emotionally they're not prepared to do. That might be it.
I don't know. All right, if you still have your Christmas lights up and they're plugged in and still illuminated, is it illuminated or illuminated?
With an I, illuminated.
Illuminated?
Illuminated.
Illuminated. Illuminated. Are your Christmas lights illuminated?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you and see what your vibe is here. All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. And don't be ashamed to call. It's not going to be too brutal. We just want to know the thought process behind illuminating your Christmas lights. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's January 8th, man. Are your Christmas lights on?
Set it.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. It's January 8th. Are your Christmas lights still on? Oh, bubble. Robert in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I still got my lights on.
Ah.
Here comes the insult.
All right, good for you. How about Joe in Ventura? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, yeah, the lights are on. You know, you spend all Thanksgiving weekend setting that yard up and
right.
putting the lights up and... You know, if you're going to spend a whole day setting it up, you're going to enjoy it for a couple of months. So,
how elaborate did you go?
There's probably 200 strings and six plugs, extension cords, and floodlights, and a manger scene. You know, the whole nine yards. So it doesn't come down until President's Weekend.
All right, and there's no embarrassment or shame that goes along with it.
No. We go the neighbors. We're the first ones to set them up and the last ones to take it down. And we call the rest of the neighborhood the Bah Humbugs.
All right.
So when the dust settles, I mean, when everything is said and done, it's two solid months of illumination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You spend 10 months getting ready. You better enjoy it for a little while.
How's the relationship in the house?
Oh, great. Everything's great.
You got kids?
Oh, yeah, three.
How old are the kids?
21, 13, and 7.
You said you have a manger scene, sir. Does that involve live animals in the nativity?
No. There's no live animals, but...
Are all three of those kids from the same wife?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
See, you got to leave your lights on longer.
Yeah, there's something going on here. You got a 21-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Yep, that keeps you young.
Which one? Were they both planned?
Oh, yeah, and a 13-year-old right in the middle now.
Oh, bubbo.
Yeah.
All right, how old's the wife?
Oh, she's 46. I'm 47.
How long have you known her, since high school?
Right after. Hmm. Yeah, right, we've been married longer than we were apart.
You ever do you ever do time for pushing her around?
No. I'm a good choice maker.
But you thought about it.
You ever want to take those 200 strings of lights and wrap them around her neck?
No.
Does she work for a living?
Yeah, I'm a school teacher.
What does she do?
She's a school teacher also.
All right. Same
you work in
school?
That's why we set them up on Thanksgiving vacation.
Are you LAUSD?
What? Oh, no. We're up here in Ventura County.
Oh, I see. And say, you work in the same school?
We did for about 15 years.
Did you drive to work together every day?
No. She'd come in later.
Oh, boy.
She'd come in later and leave earlier.
All right. There's something going on with you, dude. I can't pinpoint it, but there's got to be something wrong with you.
Well, you keep suggesting that, Tim. What might it be?
I don't know. The lights are up long. They got three kids with a 14-year time span there. I mean, you got like a great football trio. You got 7, 21, and 13.
Two girls and one boy.
Where's the girl in the middle?
No, girl. The two girls, oldest. Their oldest two are girls.
You got a young son.
Yep.
How old are you?
47.
Perhaps, man. Tim, perhaps the caller is just eccentric.
No, there's something going on. There's something. You got cars on the lawn?
No. Come on now.
Do you have a wreath, sir?
This is Ventura now. You can't have cars on the lawn in Ventura.
Yeah, but I can't pinpoint it, dude. You've stumped me here. But there's something happening. There's something wrong with this with keeping the lights up until February.
Is there a wreath on the door as well as lights?
Yeah, no, there's a wreath on the inside of the door.
Are the lights on all night, like from dusk till dawn?
No, they're on the timer.
Okay. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, I couldn't break that guy, man.
No, but
there's something odd there.
Well, I'm not as suspicious as you might be, but President's Weekend, he'll get out there and take down those Christmas lights.
Anthony on the 60 freeway, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Your light's still on,
What's going on, brothers?
Hey.
Hey, listen, the reason why that guy's got his lights up is he paid a guy like me to put them up, and I'm taking my time with taking them down because I already paid.
So you take them down for free?
Yeah, well, I get my put-up and take-down costs when I put them up.
So then you got to make money. You got to get out there and take them down.
Yeah, well, I take my time with the old-timers. The guys who are good customers to me, I take them down quick.
Well, how long would you expect a customer to wait? I mean, if you're in the business of putting up and taking down Christmas lights, I mean, come January 8th, then your phones start ringing like crazy from people who want those lights down?
Well, two things. One, they lose my flyer. And second of all, I do them out in Valencia and Castaic area. And believe it or not, the guys out there, they have the homeowners association, which tells them they got to have it off by the 15th. So believe it or not, that guy in Ventura, he's probably got a homeowners association who's bugging him probably right after the 15th.
Wait, the 15th of January is the cutoff?
Well, January 15th is the warning notice, and then January 30th is actually the date that they're supposed to have them off their house in Valencia and Santa Clarita area. So most of the guys, you know, most of my clients are really casual. They just unplug them or they turn the switch off on them.
Right. What do you make to put lights up? I guess it depends on how long you got to do it, but what's the average?
The average house, I underbid all the competition. So I normally go about $250.
To put them up?
Put them up and take down costs.
And then $250 to take them down?
No. That's put them up and take them down. Now, competition will charge $400 or $300. See, right. I'll underbid them $50 or $100 just so I can steal the competition. Now, Mind you, it only takes me 2 hours to do it. Yeah. So
I'm not really concerned about the business philosophy.
But the caller, the caller has to buy the lights? Rather, not you, sir, but your customer has to buy the lights.
it's preferred, but, you know, if you know, if you're a good client to me, then, you know, I don't have a problem purchasing them for you. Because I know where to get them at cost to where I can get a decent cost, and I know they'll work. Most people like to go to Walmart and get those, and, you know, those, you open up the box, you better have two extra boxes.
Yeah, they're always broken. Now, what do you do the rest of the year?
I drive a limo.
Oh, okay. That's
all right,
cool.
So you got a couple of things going. By the way, is it just lights, or do you also offer the plastic, real kind of unattractive figures of, you know, the wise men and that little plastic manger? I mean, I don't get
caught up in that. Believe it or not, you get too many people that say, "No, I don't want the nativity over there. No, I don't want my tree wrapped like this. No, I don't." You know, and I don't do. I do the house, and I leave the rest up. I tell them save a buck, because then when they want to do that, I charge them an extra $100, $150, and then they're
for
like
the plastic figures.
Okay, we'll
do it. Anthony, you a black dude?
Yeah, I am, brother.
You get a lot of people eyeballing you when you're taking the lights down in Valencia?
Believe it or not, I actually get a lot of people that will call the police on me in Stevenson Ranch.
I told you.
Because they see me on the ladder. I'm dead serious. Every year, I get one customer across the street that'll be looking out of their window saying, "What is that dude doing up on the window?" Because I wear a beanie on my head. You know, it's cold.
Oh, you get the whole thing going, yeah.
Oh, man. I try to look as thuggish as I can.
honey, there's a guy next door. He's ripping the lights off the Henderson's place, and he's throwing them in the trunk of his car.
I'm all in the backyard, brother. All up in the backyard.
By the way, you also into white chicks?
Oh, man, come on now.
Do you own your own limo service?
No, actually, I don't. Yeah. I work for a company, though.
Good for you.
Is your limo all thugged out as well? You indicated that you thug out your look. No,
sir. I'm very professional, sir. Hi, how are you? How was your flight?
You drive a lot of celebrities?
I have driven a couple. I've driven a few.
Any names?
I don't know if I should do that.
All right. Well, you better not. All right. We don't want to get you fired. All right, buddy. We're going to give you something here for a great call.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Here you go. It's a copy of the book, Why We Want to Be Rich. So we'll send that to...
Yellow.
Let financial expert Robert T. Kiyosaki and Donald Trump make you wealthy.
You know what, Robert Kiyosaki is unbelievable.
Is it good to work with Donald?
Well, you know what? I have to be honest with you. I had my very first meeting with Robert Kiyosaki. And I don't know about you, Tim, but I can judge someone by their personal appearance, and I can tell you if they're successful or they're going to be successful based on their physical appearance. So my meeting with Robert Kiyosaki was scheduled for 12 noon on the dot. 15 minutes he was early sitting in the lobby, and I appreciated that. He's very prompt, but beyond all of that, he was decked out in the most unbelievable Philip Van Heusen shirts and ties. This man, Robert Kiyosaki, honest to Christ, he doesn't do a meeting if there are not 2 to 3 wardrobe changes, and it's all Philip Van Heusen, the shirts, the ties, everything matches perfectly. He's the biggest thing. He is the biggest thing.
He's great.
To hit business since maybe Thomas Edison. The guy is unbelievable. He really, truly is. You know, Mr. Buffett is a great business mind, but Mr. Kiyosaki and his book, whoa, yeah. Arigato. Arigato, if you know what I mean.
Right, I know what you mean. WhyWeWantToBeRich.com is their website. WhyWeWantToBeRich.com.
But really, check out those shirts and ties and some of
Van Heusen's. All right.
By the way, I have to tell you, with all the joking we do about Donald Trump, I and the Philip Van Heusen shirts and ties.
You own them?
I was getting dressed, you know, over the holidays.
Right. And you have a Van Heusen shirt.
I put on a gray shirt, and as I was putting it on, I noticed the label. I said, you know, someone must have bought it for me, you know, for Christmas, you know, 8 years ago. And it said Van Heusen. I went unbelievable.
Yeah, they're amazing. Can't get them anywhere. other than like Mervyn's.
But you, in my closet, I there might be another one in there. But it does. It says Van Heusen with a capital V and a capital H. And I thought of the Donald.
Bring it in tomorrow.
I'll show it to you.
All right. Are your Christmas lights still up? What's going on with you in these households, especially in the San Fernando Valley? It seems like a lot of people have those Christmas lights on. I think there's something wrong there. But I don't know. We've gotten some calls from some normal dudes who have their Christmas lights on. It's January 8th. Are your Christmas lights still on? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Emily's coming in. Sex with Emily is her website. Sexwithemily.com. It should be a hot hour.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Look at the...